And we're back. It's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. We spoke earlier to Petros Dejeni of ACNES.ca. And I wanted to just sort of tag on that something important, I believe, in a lot of what we do at the Taylor Report is counter what we consider very bad, dangerous propaganda. And so the headline in the Globe and Mail, he and I discussed the way that they are covering Ethiopia, but the headline says, UN decries Ethiopian attacks that killed 108 in Tigray. Well, we have a problem with that. The UN is not a person. So when you say UN already, I want to know who. It wasn't the Secretary General. It wasn't the Deputy Secretary General. It wasn't anyone designated by them. What it was, somebody that the Taylor Report listeners might remember, Peng Shui, anyone? When the Chinese tennis player was center of everyone's attention, and they were asking that she be brought out of China to meet with an American businessman so that everybody would know she's okay, they said that the UN was concerned. So I looked into it at the time, and I found a name, and it was Lynn Throssell. And I looked into Lynn Throssell, and she's a spokesperson for a committee. She's not the UN. She's a spokesperson for a committee. No committee voted, no discussion was held. But at any rate, Liz Throssell was the person who had said they were concerned about Peng Shui. Well, guess who the UN turns out to be in Ethiopia? Liz Throssell. And who is she? Well, she's a former BBC journalist, and she works at the UN for a committee. But that permits them to do propaganda. And by saying UN decries, no, that's baloney. There hasn't been any UN debate about this, and there's certainly been no vote taken. So this is a misdirection, a nifty trick. This is a case of the one who says stop thief is the one who was doing the stealing. So I don't think Liz Throssell's an authority on Ethiopia any more than she was an authority on Peng Shui. We do talk about the dangerous situations in the world as we find them. And the one that concerns me the most at the moment is I notice a pattern of propaganda directed into territory of bigotry, racism, and a political oppression here. An editorial in the Toronto, pardon me, the Globe and Mail says, did China meddle in our election? I noticed they posed it as a question because what they had to admit was they didn't have any evidence that it had, but they said that somebody at McGill University had looked into internet traffic. This is kind of like going back to the the Russians interfered in the US and all that. It's only an organization providing traction for anybody who wants to engage in anti-Chinese propaganda. And I say anti-Chinese, I mean that the work of those who are trying to demonize China has a clear, and they even admit it actually, clear impact on our society. Because when you suggest or write that people are agents and that agents are at work, you bring out potential ethnic hostility. The Chinese in North America have had a nightmare experience. And it's one that we ought to be concerned about, more concerned than the this manufactured interest. There was a candidate in Victoria, British Columbia. And he was defeated. And I'm looking for his name, can't find it, but I'll share it with you when I do. Kenny Chu, pardon me. Now, what they said was that they wanted to suggest that he's a victim of disinformation. Well, and he's from a riding with 50% Chinese Canadian population. But when you think about it, it's a simple matter. For 2 years, the Conservative Party, with the NDP bringing up the rear and blowing horns and beating drums, have been accusing China of genocide. And they also have begun to say that they think that we're a victim of infiltration or influence. That kind of talk has, you have to understand, will have implications for Asian Canadians and Chinese Canadians. I would assume that 2 years of that, where I'm sure that being more informed than the rest of us about the language, culture, history of their country, Chinese Canadians would have many points of view, but certainly many would understand that if you're accusing the Chinese government of genocide in Xinjiang, particularly in light of the known facts that the life expectancy in Xinjiang of the Muslim population and the overall population has increased, their employment has increased, their wages have increased, their lives have been improved. To use the word genocide should boggle the mind, but colonial imperialist mind is already boggled. It begins with boggled. So I assume that a reasonable voter would think, I don't know, this is not so good, particularly since that conservative had also put in a bill, which the Globe and Mail wants us to, thinks we should all be getting behind, a bill which did not even make first reading, in which agents of China would have to register. But the definition of what an agent is so broad, it is extremely dangerous. And yet the Globe is all for it. Actually, the Globe is very unhappy at the moment with the Conservative Party, because the Conservative Party has obviously had its own demographic information base tell them, you're really making Chinese Canadians unhappy with all your talk, particularly those who are leading the charge, who say extravagant, wild things. Now, it's true, you could convince an NDPer, because they're as dumb as a brick when it comes to a subject like this. They all jump in and repeat it, but that shows how dangerous it is. The man was in an election, he got beaten. Incidentally, if you can say and candidates often do in North America, certainly in the United States, they say, oh, the Cubans hate me, or Fidel hates me, or the Chinese hate me, the Russians hate me. That's how they get elected. They run on that basis. So, and then frankly, I think that's fair. Go ahead. I mean, if you want to say whatever, but to start in this thing of they already know that somebody's out there. You have to find the influencers, the bad guys. Well, all that'll do is set the police on everybody. And that's another matter here, because now we have the Canadian intelligence visiting federal members of parliament saying, we think the Chinese are watching you or trying to influence you. They have no business doing that. That's politics. You better, if you're going to say that, bring your evidence. Don't tell me, oh, I have a badge and you have to believe me. No, 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 no. That is not how it works. But they're trying to create a situation. And the Toronto Star joined in on this story about the guy in British Columbia. They joined in thinking, oh, disinformation defeated him. No, he defeated himself. He's a conservative. He said things which are outrageous, and people turned him out. Among the things he said, by the way, he's when there was going to be a bill to prevent people from trying to convert people from on their sexual orientation, he didn't want that. He thought it was okay, conversion therapy, apparently. So, and now here's the point further. The United States is leading this. They're the ones who have started this thing they call the China Initiative. And let's give full credit. In the United States, thousands of academics have publicly and in letters and in petition pushed back and said, nothing doing. You're creating racial problems. You're destroying science. And it's, you know, the old word for it is, it's McCarthyism. And the China Initiative coming down from, and it's being pushed by Biden, just as it was by Trump. You notice how they seem to be a tag team, Republicans and Democrats. They're both on side with the China Initiative. The China Initiative went into every department, federal department, and they were told to open cases. Well, suppose you answered the phone and said, we don't have any here. We don't have any evidence. We don't have any reports. They said, no, go and look. That's where we are. And in the UK, and the UK is always outstanding on this because that's home base for the history of Western imperialism, UK. The Conservative Party there is getting all excited because MI5 has begun to warn members of parliament that there's a woman, a Chinese British citizen. She's a British citizen. She might also be a citizen of China. And her name is Christine Lee. I invite you, just go and read about her. And if you have a brain and a conscience, you will be outraged. If you love colonialism, you'll join up with the conservatives. But MI5 is going around saying that she, in their opinion, is some type of, she has some links. Of course, they don't show what they are. There is no link. But already the British press said they've exposed her. Yeah, they've exposed her to abuse. And the US with their China Initiative, that's abuse. And Canadian intelligence going around talking the way they are, that's going to create abuse. And they should never be listened to. Why would people make political decisions based on saying, oh, I was told by the secret police told me. And so you say, well, so what was their evidence? Well, they couldn't tell me. I mean, they're the secret police. You say, I think you're a numbskull. That would be my opinion on that. So this is a serious matter. And I urge people, please get on board with this. Fight back. In the US, there is a fight back going on in academia. There's not any academia here that will raise a voice. I better say lastly, apropos Russia, Ukraine, all reporting neglects to mention the Kiev agreement, which said all parties, foreign parties, local parties, the way to resolve the matter in Ukraine must be a discussion between the Kiev government and the people of Donetsk, who are unhappy with the absence of democracy by those who seized power in 2014. If you don't mention the Kiev agreement, you're just a NATO flunky, because if you want democracy in Ukraine, the people of Donetsk have to be consulted. But the game here is to talk about this as though it's Russia and the US, when in fact, it was a takeover by pro-NATO people in Western Ukraine to the detriment of those of Eastern Ukraine. So the people of Eastern Ukraine are not following. The press here calls them pro-Russia. You know what they are? Pro-democracy. And Kiev has to make up its mind to be democratic or not. So this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. It's been fun to be with you. See you next week.